This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
You're proud to see your BS. Hey, now we got the radio audience. Great to have you along. YouTube, America Television, Biz TV. Of course, our radio audience is on Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeartRadio, American Forces Radio Network, and all the over-the-top platforms. You can find us on TV. You can find us in your car across the country.
In your pocket.
You can also find us in your pocket on your cell phone, because you can get us at Apple TV and Amazon Fire and Roku and the rest of them. Great to have you along today. Rusty Nails here, Sully here. And
I'm practicing my BS.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, you know that executive imposter
thing. Don't you
thing?
Do you still do executive imposter?
Yeah, yeah. Here, I come in. Here's what happens. I'm introduced as a serious speaker.
In
I
go front of, let's say, a group of doctors.
Yes.
And they say you're Dr. Russell Stalnack.
Specialist in laser nostrilectomies. So, at first I have an audience believing I'm a serious speaker. Then I make it obvious. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But for a couple minutes, if you can pontificate long enough.
And gesture wildly. If you can pontificate
with
a clipboard.
Yes. Individuals. Yeah.
That thing's the size of a clipboard.
Who succumb to each and every individual drive are sometimes undermined by the people who come around to join them. But it doesn't happen that way. What they do is purport to be well, but they're not. They're ailing in a bad way, and I found a way to bring that all together. It's hormonic, it's harmonic. And you just keep talking.
So how long till they figure out that you're full of crap up there?
Until I start going like this.
Pay you for this?
No, these are good ones.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. All right, good.
Anyway.
Hey, Rob Davidson joins us via Skype. He's the CEO of Cure Pharmaceutical. You guys emailed us last year and said, you got to take a look at this company. Cure Pharmaceutical has created a thin film as a drug delivery in a number of areas, not only in the health and wellness space, but also the drug delivery space. And they just snagged a DEA license to manufacture pharmaceuticals from cannabis. So they are in line with the FDA. They are in line with the DEA. And he's here to talk about it. Rob, great to have you along, man. How are you? Good to see you.
Doing great. Thanks for having me again.
So this is a big press release that came out. Before we get to that, though, for the audience, I know we picked up a couple of affiliates, one of them in New York City, another one in Las Vegas, Nevada, on TV and radio. Mm-hmm. Give us an overview of what you guys are doing again. So those people who are getting mid-story know what you guys are all about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, Cure Pharmaceutical, I think you said it well. We fall under the regulations of the FDA and DEA. We're actually a drug delivery platform technology company, so we deliver drug actives more effectively to the body, specifically to pediatric patients, potentially oncology patients, cancer patients, geriatrics. It's a thin film technology. I guess the best analogy would be like a Listerine thin film strip, those refreshing strips. I know you guys like to use that analogy, but it's a little more complex, delivering the active using different technologies, encapsulation methods, and proprietary formulations. But that's basically the broad strokes of it. We deliver actives more effectively to the blood, potentially even making the product safer because you can use less actives. So that's pretty exciting for us.
And you guys are covering everything from sleep apnea to cancer. And now, I'm assuming, with this press release that came out Monday, with respect that you've been approved for a Schedule I license to manufacture cannabinoid molecules using the cannabis plant, I'm assuming that opens up a whole other bevy of treatments, correct?
And I would imagine that license approval significantly expands potential formulations that you can develop.
Actually, it's a big deal. We did have a Schedule I license already for the synthetic forms of cannabinoid molecules. Those are approved molecules that are synthetically synthesized, not a whole plant or natural variety. And now we just extended that license, which I think is game changer, allows us to play with the whole plant and really look at all the different molecules in the plant species itself. There's over 140 different cannabinoid molecules. It's not just the one that gets you high, I'm sorry. There's other molecules that have biologically active benefits.
Yes.
And we want to take a look. We're researching that. We have research collaborations in Israel that we could take advantage of. With Technion Institute, we're doing a lot of research there and discovering the different cannabinoid molecules. We could duplicate that research here in California in our facility. We're the only thin film drug delivery platform company that has a Schedule I license. We're one of the only that we know of delivery companies that have, drug delivery companies that have the Schedule I for whole plant cannabis.
Hey, Rob, I got to ask you, that side of things, obviously if you look at Canada doesn't have the population that the U.S. has by a fraction. However, they've federally legal cannabis, which solves the banking problem that we have here in the States, because I mentioned this a lot. How important is it that the DEA got on board now? Because you've got, let's say we've got the FDA that you guys are in line with here. Right. We've got the federal government that obviously has got their eye on your industry, and obviously this is the new vertical that everyone's talking about. Mm-hmm. How important is this DEA announcement? Because this DEA Schedule I thing, I believe, is a pretty big deal.
No, absolutely. So it allows us to do what a lot of companies, probably all other companies right now in the drug delivery world, can't do, and that's to work on whole plant extracts from cannabis and be able to do the research. I mean, there's a lot of anecdotal, research and patient data that shows cannabis is effective in a multitude of indications. But, in reality, regulations are coming down and they're going to say, look, we want to see true clinical research. The problem is in the U.S., you can't do that clinical research legally because it's a Schedule I. And a Schedule I is classified as having no medicinal benefit by the DEA. Hmm. So the DEA allowing us to look at this and giving us the license to, do the studies and the research on these cannabinoids and the effectiveness. I mean, it's a game changer. We'll be we're one of the leaders in the industry, and it allows us to leapfrog, a lot of other companies that would want to do that research. So it's exciting. It's really exciting.
So I've got to talk about a New York Stock Exchange company that is, one of the biggest in your business, and that's called the Canopy Growth Corporation. Canopy Growth Corporation trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol CGC. It's probably the biggest, most notable cannabis company in the world. And you guys just recently announced that you entered into a multi-year agreement with Canopy Growth. Can you talk about that? Because that's a huge story.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the other nice thing. We can do a lot of the work in California now that we're working with Canopy. We're developing their full delivery platform for their proprietary whole plant molecules from the cannabis plant, so we can actually duplicate all that research in the U.S. We are their exclusive drug delivery thin film platform company, so we have an exclusivity with them. They cannot utilize any other thin film companies, and we also are looking to expand some of that research with them into other delivery dosage forms. It could be transdermal, liquids, everything. So
speaking of delivery, you should deliver a couple of those test samples, just see if they work. I don't know. Prototypes.
Hey Rob, for you guys as a company, before I let you out of here today, for you guys as a company, do you think you concentrate on the cannabis side? Do you concentrate on the medicinal drug delivery side with traditional Western medicine, or do you concentrate on some of your health and wellness products like the Sleep Club and the vitamins and stuff like that?
I know my answer.
So we have multiple verticals that we concentrate on. So I think you named those verticals. We have the pharmaceutical side. In fact, we are in the process of sildenafil thin film, bringing that to market. We're through we filed a pre-IND. We should have a meeting with the FDA by the end of the month. So we're working on that product as a 505B2, which is better known as it's a generic form of Viagra, only we're delivering in the thin film, so it's more effective.
So it fits in your wallet better.
Absolutely. It's more discreet. Everyone likes to be discreet, especially when it comes to that.
Boy, I got big plans.
It's going to come like a book of matches.
I got a big plan. It'd be great. Just freshen up my breath.
And what's the other part? You've got the sleep club too, right?
We do. We have a sleep product that's more on the natural side. It's a nutraceutical, really functional nutraceutical product. And that has a five different actives in the formulation.
You should put a time-release breath freshener on that. You eat it at night to go to sleep, and then hours later, poof, fresh breath. You wake up with that.
Actually, if you've tried, I tried one of your vitamin D strips. It actually tastes pretty good.
I'm thinking.
It does. You guys did a pretty good job of that because you have labs that put all that stuff together, right, Rob?
Yeah, so we're fully vertically integrated. We have our own research and development lab, formulation lab, testing lab as well, and then we have the full manufacturing facility. So we are fully vertically integrated from that perspective. Absolutely. And then on the cannabis side, I just want to point out that we only work on the federal regulations. We do our research. We'll do clinical studies. And we'll take that, if it's a cannabis molecule, we'll take it through the FDA and then get that approval through the FDA in the U.S. And then likewise in Canada, we'll work with Health Canada to get that approved in Health Canada and Europe as well. So we have so many territories we're working in right now with Canopy. So it's a very exciting time.
Well, we're going to keep looking at that story. By the way, Cure Pharmaceutical, curepharma.com, curepharmaceutical.com, you can get their website. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol CURR.
Do you?
Our good friend Rob Davidson. Watch, there's going to be a big special on him coming on the network too as well, because it's such a robust company. I'm going to give you a little buy, sell, or hold on Canopy Growth Group here in a second. Plus, we're entering to the world of craft.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air.
Yes, it is. Great show, isn't it?
It really is. Wait.
How high are you? This is only a test of the Crown Burgundy Emergency Alert System. Not sure if you're stoned? Well, take a look at the black and white crosses. You see white crosses or black crosses? OMG, you are so stoned. This has been a test of the Crown Burgundy Emergency Alert System. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed to just not be as stoned. You're just too stoned. Now, back to regular programming.
Oh my, that's good. Network does it every once in a while. Hey, before we get to our next guest, let's take a look at the numbers, shall we? Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P today. Oh, it's really interesting because all of a sudden it's happening in Washington.
What
is
it doing?
We're not in a pure market.
Better be good.
Paul Manafort getting sentenced. Dow Jones up 180 points today.
What does that do for his ego?
Also,
you're getting sentenced and the Dow goes up.
That's exactly right. Now, well, because I'll show you the chart of the Dow in a minute. You'll be able to see why. S&P is going to mirror the Dow. Let's take a look at the Dow and the NASDAQ charts real quick for us. If you're listening to us on the radio and you can't see us from your couch,
they go up and down.
Then go home and get in the couch. No, you can you'll find this stuff at bigbizshow.com. So what you're looking at here, the red line is a 50-day moving average. The blue line is a 10-day moving average. Those are called moving average convergence divergence, where the Dow is trading is in between those two. So if you were to be, if you were looking as a stock here, okay, and you look at a point and figure chart here, technical analysis would say that you want to stay away from this, probably hold this stock for now. It's not a buy.
Huh.
Even though down the bottom, that's called the stochastic oscillator.
It's looking good down that way.
That stochastic oscillator is fairly valued. The RSI is a relative strength indicator, fairly valued. Problem is, you're trading below the 10-day moving average.
Oh.
So if you're just looking at the technicals, and turn your head and cough when I say that, right?
I love that. I quinged a little.
When you look at the technicals. So, and now look at the NASDAQ. NASDAQ's going to look very similar, a bunch of swing lines. But look, the
it's
NASDAQ
above.
Trading above the 10-day moving average.
Oh, I love this show.
But here's the bad news. It's overbought. Long story short, that that river stochastic, as you like to put it.
Way up there.
Was too expensive for our trading range. Okay?
Should be in the middle somewhere, that's exactly is what we're saying.
You know, we were talking to Rob Davidson from Pure Pharmaceutical just a minute ago.
Yeah.
I want to take a look at CGC. CGC is Canopy Growth Company. Corp, I beg your pardon. This is a chart of canopy growth.
Oh my gosh!
Now this we're looking at here a 13-day moving average. So it's a 2-week moving average and a 10-week moving average. Okay, it's a little shorter than the other ones.
That's about a year, huh?
But the stock is consolidating here. So it's been consolidating since the beginning of January, going sideways. But look at where the support is. Go back to September, October, November.
Looks like there.
Exactly right. This is a support resistance line. So if you look where the stock was trading August, September, October, thing dropped like a tummy tuck on a plus size model down at the end of December.
With everyone.
Gapped up on really good news. That gap up is good news, by the way. All right? But now it's gone sideways. This is interesting because I would call this stock a buy here. All right? I get a lot. It's not a strong buy quite yet, but it's fairly valued on the bottom on the stochastic oscillator. Relative strength indicator shows it's a 52, and it's trading right at the 10-day, or in this case, the 13-day moving average, and above the 50-day moving average.
I like this one.
So you want to say a strong buy? Mark it down. It's trading at $47 today. I'll tell you by Friday, it's going to be $48.50.
I'm going there.
My stock picks are up 68%.
Mine too. That's so weird.
Because you put your stock picks
in. A day later.
Right after.
I try to wait.
We haven't played this song for a long time.
Okay. I was 17. Homer Simpson.
I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer. I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen.
All right.
When I was 17.
It's Union.
We're talking beer again.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. It's a good
weekday
subject.
Joining us here from Resident Brewing Company here in sunny San Diego, California, Jimmy Langley, the CEO, founder, and probably the biggest beer drinker I know.
Look at that pool.
Jimmy, great to have you on.
Tallest anywhere.
Great to have you in the studio, man.
Definitely one of the tallest. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So wait a second here. Let's talk about some facts about brewing. $6.1 billion in revenue just last year in this country, okay? Craft beer is there. 14% annual growth.
Wow.
The overall profits close to $500 million for these companies. And there's 5,511 small craft breweries across the U.S.
That's huge.
But the biggest concentration, one of the biggest concentrations, San Diego, California. If I'm not mistaken here, San Diego now has, 137 craft beers?
More than that. It's in the 160s.
Okay.
Like golf courses.
Last year it was 128.
Correct.
So talk about that, because the craft beer industry continues to thrive here in San Diego County, but across the country. So how did you, was this one of those things, because I know you're a commercial real estate guy, you're an investor, you're an entrepreneur. What was it like, aha, there's a, you know.
You get stuck with a warehouse and said, I should put a brewery in here.
Exactly. How did you take a move into that?
True American dream. Bought my brother-in-law a homebrew kit for Christmas, and he went Heisenberg on me and started doing all kinds of home brewing.
Good.
And he started winning every competition that was out there. And so
basically, this started from a garage.
It started from a garage.
And what's his background? Science or something? Or
tech guy. He's an IT tech guy.
Those geeky guys love to get in the garage and start mixing stuff up.
Chemicals and stuff.
He's the coolest geeky guy that I know, but he's super geeky.
Yeah.
When he started talking about water molecules,
he's a guy who the college admission scandal.
Oh, for sure.
Right. He's the Big Bang Theory.
I sat next to him in chemistry.
Yeah, that's how we cheated in
the old school way.
So he won the Stone Home Brewing Competition, and when he won that with a Vacation Coconut IPA, I was like, okay, I'm going to invest in you.
Vacation Coconut IPA.
Just the name makes me want to drink it.
It's incredible.
Well, because,
because it ends in beer.
there's an economic impact here in San Diego, California of about a billion dollars a year. Which rivals a Super Bowl per year here, because we don't have a football team.
All right,
and it also rivals our biggest event here in San Diego, California, Comic Con. So if you're listening to us or watching us in New York City or Dallas, you guys have football teams. You guys have other sports. Mm-hmm. We're a tourism town. And this now is the number three market driver in the city for our county. It's the eighth largest city in the United States. So no matter where you are, you're touching base with a lot of products.
Yes.
So tell us where you guys are in the arc of your story. You guys, did you guys go right to tasting rooms? Or did you go right to selling beer?
No, so we actually did a very different model. And at the time, everyone thought that I was an idiot, because normally
some still do.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. But what happened is most people would build a really small brewery and then go add tasting rooms. And what it can really do is help your cash flow from a young company's perspective. my perspective was different. I was thinking more 5 years to 10 years out, and I really wanted to focus on, and not just myself, my partner Rob and my partner Scott, yeah. Really wanted to focus on having our beer in a lot of different bars, which is really just marketing. It's not how you make your money in craft beer,
yeah.
but it's how you get the consumer to taste your product and tell you if it's good or not.
Okay.
And my stance was, we need to know now if our beer is going to be good enough to go in open tasting rooms and open big production facilities yeah. and send that beer across the country. We need to put it against all the other breweries that are out there to determine if we have a good product or not.
What a great idea.
I'll tell you. Yes, we need to, well, I'm sure that we could have them brew a beer. Every other brewery has brewing a Big Biz brew.
Wow. It's easy for you to say. Man.
Why wouldn't Resident?
You hear that?
Why wouldn't we broadcast from...
Let's sign up right now.
I'm going to tell you the economics behind selling beer on a truck and selling beer across the counter when we come back.
God, I'm so thirsty now.
Jimmy Langley. Resident Brewing Company.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air nationwide, coast to coast. 110 million television homes daily, 150 radio stations in 175 countries, thanks to Armed Forces Radio Network, Biz Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, U2 America Television, and Biz Television Network. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your for retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Russ. You get a Rock Mobile plan for $29 a month. That's really good. Brought to you by Bayer Advance, better science, better results. Also, Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor of this program. Starbucks, I would argue, has a bigger, bolder flavor, Russ. I said bolder. Yeah. Also brought to you by Bloomin' Brands and their fine family of restaurants. Fleming Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and of course, Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Origin Clear, breakthrough water cleanup technology, as well as Cholesterade, our latest sponsor from the makers of Gatorade. Dr. Robert Cade invented Cholesterade. Lower cholesterol naturally results in as little as 8 weeks. Thank you, friend. All right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We were in the Outback in Boulder. You can go to residentbrewing.com. ResonantBrewing.com for the love of beer is what they say. So talk about in the course of being an owner and a shareholder of a brewery, you know, when you ship beer in a case, you're making $5 a case. But when you sell beer across the counter, you're making $5 a beer.
Nice.
Hence the tasting room philosophy,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
So in your mind, though, I mean, does it make more sense for, let's say there's a guy, and we've interviewed craft breweries across the country, does it make more sense for guys like you just to, and for people that are watching, to start in their city, stay in their city? Or is the distribution model still alive and well if you're not a yellow, fizzy, big beer company that sponsors NASCAR?
Distribution model is alive and well, but it's very selective. You have to be very careful with your distribution partner, their business practices, and to me, you have to stay small.
See, because I think the distribution business is the cartel that you want to be in. Okay, the distribution guys with the trucks, because they take such a piece of the action.
Yes.
So you might be selling, you know, $10 million worth of beer, but you're not netting $10 million
correct.
Worth of beer. Even in fact, you might be netting $10 million in profit, but you're still not netting it because of the distributors and that model, because it's kind of a finite sort of a model,
that's
a
right.
die to the wall.
So, which is why we self-distribute.
Who picks who?
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
So you usurped that sort of model.
Yes,
yeah, who picks who? Do you pick the distributors?
Well, I think if you're a small brewer, you're dying to get to the big distributor because they have more touch points, right? But if you guys don't need that, so talk about that.
Well, it's a cost. So it's really expensive for a small brewery to go and buy a truck, buy labor, and then go and drive around town.
Do it yourself.
Clean your lines and do all these things.
Forget it.
It's expensive. Right. But for us, we wanted to do that so we can control our destiny and control our fate. So now that we're bigger and people want our beer, we are in a completely different position than we would have been had we just gone out and gone with a distributor.
Can you buy a little guy and say, hey, when we bring your little beer up here?
We could. And we've looked at things like that.
Yeah.
We're still a little guy. We're a small guy. I mean,
what's the other mini?
Yeah, but still, but I will tell
micro.
You, I mean, I know you're, you know, people watching us all over the country and listening to us literally all over the world, but in San Diego, you guys are pretty visible. You guys have done a really good job for being a small place.
I would argue
yourselves, you know, front and center.
I would argue that we are in the top five for the best breweries that you could go and have craft beer.
Yeah,
in San Diego, for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about you. Jimmy is an entrepreneur. You aren't just this is just one of like four things you do, right?
Yes.
You're a property developer.
Yeah.
You're a restaurateur.
Yeah.
You're a brewery owner, and he's also an interpretive dancer.
I saw that.
But talk about where you started. How did you get started?
So baseball guy. I was lucky enough to play baseball at Point Loma Nazarene. Had an opportunity to play professionally afterwards, and just knew that my timing was probably done as a professional athlete. So I got into commercial real estate and started retail, and then turned into corporate doing tenant rep. And when the market crashed,
tenant rep, by the way, is brilliant. We've had a couple we had a guy named Craig Irving on who I think invented the tenant rep business here in San Diego.
Yeah. Love
but,
Craig.
But basically, it used to be when you were a commercial business, you know, like you're a dry cleaner and you went to rent your place.
Yeah.
You just deal with the guy that owns the building and his rep, and you didn't have anybody representing you.
No.
Suddenly, this tenant rep, in other words, the guys that are renting now have representation.
That's
it was a brilliant idea.
It is.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I actually love that because you would normally just go
stick
without
it up for
one.
The
Yeah, we're sticking up for the little guy. We're negotiating on five properties
Good,
at once
sure.
for the little guy now and going against the big guy. I love that. And I also love that builds your network because you get all these different types of businesses and it can build your business acumen.
Yeah.
You have to understand that person's business. And it made me very diversified, which is how we get into
the next chapter.
Well, but before that, though, in today's commercial real estate environment, because I know a lot of people, you know, we talk equities on this program almost exclusively, but every once in a while we get to talk about real estate. Is the financing game loosened up enough so people that want to invest in commercial real estate can get involved now? Or is it still just a nightmare even trying to get a loan to buy your first, you know, tilt-up building?
If you're a new startup trying to go get financing, you're going to run against brick walls.
Really?
It's really tough.
How do people break into it?
You do syndications. So you go and find an opportunity and you would go and pool a bunch of different people's money into your idea.
And after you do a couple of them, then you can walk into the bank and say, hey, I want to get this done. But not until then, huh?
Not until then. So you got to start off basically syndicating a deal, taking a promote, finding a great opportunity and sharing it with a bunch of other people so that they can do well. And then quickly.
Yeah.
And then once you get enough of those, then you can start doing your own stuff.
Yeah. And so for you, what took you from the leap of commercial real estate to being a restaurateur? Because I met you as a restaurateur.
By accident,
couldn't
honestly.
Sell a restaurant or something?
Guy wasn't paying his rent?
couldn't get paid a commission on a deal. And so my partners, the guy couldn't afford to pay the commission on a purchase that we had negotiated and brokered for.
Yeah.
So we brokered a purchase of the business and new leases, and the person couldn't pay the fee. And
so I'll take a little piece of the action.
So
yeah.
The way to get the deal done was to, and really to my partners' credit, they were like, look, we we couldn't have done this without you. Let's give you some ownership in that business and then go from there. And there. Once I get involved in something, I want to do more. Sure. And I want to add value to it. So helped raise money, helped bring systems in, brought my brother in, who's a big restaurant consultant, and it just went from there.
And then did you guys create a software as well? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so my brother created the software with his partner.
But it's a restaurant software.
It's a restaurant software. And then restaurants, everyone's so afraid of restaurants, and they're impossible to run, and they're all these
slim margin. See, but there's a secret sauce here, though. Yes. No pun intended. But, but we've covered restaurants not only as talk radio guys in Southern California, but also on the national show. And I will tell you that we've had several successful restaurateurs with several successful restaurants in town. They go to one location, they can't make it work, and they use the same. There is a secret society here.
For sure.
To do that. So part of this has to do with some of the back end stuff.
Like well, for sure. Well, a big part is the real estate and understanding what you have and what your potential sales could be. And once you understand that and there is potential sales there, then you have to operate the thing like a well-oiled machine. So the software is everything. It takes every ingredient that's in every item that you sell and it extrapolates that data to let you know
how much you have to order tomorrow.
That's right.
You need broccoli.
And are we running our labor the right way? Are we ordering enough? Are we getting enough
yield?
That's
a great. What's the software called?
It's called SSP, and it literally is the secret sauce to our restaurant success.
Pots and pans. What would you do with a restaurant? You would just go out there and every morning, exactly.
No comps.
Already do own that? A restaurant.
All right. And a
Jimmy Langley, thanks so much, man.
Oh, pleasure. Right. Thank you.
Jimmy Langley, CEO, Resident Brewing and others. You go to residentbrewing.com. All right, coming up, Taste Spore. Azurex Biopharma. See, I told you, we're going to do like two biopharma companies and drink some beer in the middle. We're going to have to broadcast live from Resident Brewing pretty soon.
Okay.
We'll come out there and
in.
We'll do our Big Biz show.
I'll go now.
The Biz Brew.
I'll
stay with the parking spot. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. See you in a minute.
Wow. Wait a second, man.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
This is the Big Biz Show, the money talk show with less bang for your buck. Here again, Rusty Nails and Sully.
Hey there, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com.
Yeah.
Nationwide, coast to coast, 110 million broadcast television homes, 150 radio stations. In 175 countries, of course, thanks to Armed Forces Radio Network. So good to have you along today. We've been talking about this company on and off, and actually, I actually spoke about these guys a couple of days ago, and again last week because of really the significant sort of ground game they have going for us ever since we started talking about them. Taste Spore is the president and CEO of Azurex Biopharma. Azurex Biopharma website is azurex.com. That's AZURX.com. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol AZRX. And joining us all the way from the East Coast, where it's probably 10 below zero, is Taste. Taste, how are you, sir? Great to have you.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Thanks it's 70 me. Degrees here in San Diego. I hate to tell you that, but it's we're going into an 80 degree weekend here in the rest of the country. Hey, listen. First of all, many of our listeners and our viewers know exactly who you are because we spend a fair amount of time talking about you on the air, and you've done a great job about of literally explaining what you guys do. But I have to, before we even start and reset what you guys do, you guys have had a couple of great press releases. One press release you announced. The first patients dosed in your phase 2 option clinical trial, and of course this is for the cystic fibrosis drug, that the 50-cent explanation is that it takes folks that are taking literally 50 pills a day down to 5 or 6 pills a day. So talk about that piece of it first. How is that going?
So we're really excited about this clinical study. It's the first time this drug has been studied in the United States and the first time it's been studied in cystic fibrosis patients. So previously our chronic pancreatitis phase 2 work in Europe and Australia had very, very good results. And now we're excited that shortly after getting approval from the FDA to go ahead with what's called an IND, We now have, we announced yesterday, sort of 10 sites initiated enrolling patients into the study, which means we should be able to get done by the summer.
So Tase, you guys have a product in development that you think will drastically reduce this 25 to 50
Ouch.
A day, 1 to 2 meals a day, pills that these poor people have to take, down to what? Am I right? 5 or 6 pills a day? Is it really that dramatic?
It is that dramatic. I mean, patients have to take pills with every meal. The drugs actually help them digest their food. Otherwise, they lose weight in a horrible way. So what we can actually do is help them go down from 5 to 8 pills every single meal to 1 or 2 every single meal.
The
These aren't giant pills, are they? Just like, oh, here you go, you only need one.
No.
Oh, my God, I'll forget to know.
You know, in fact, Chase has shown us before. Yeah. Hey, you know what we never talk about, and I know that you're a humble guy, but you're a seasoned healthcare veteran. How did you get into this cystic fibrosis space? You've got multinational experience. I know you've been in 7 countries working with medical devices and drugs and such. Talk about how you personally went from where you were to now, because this is really disruptive stuff that you're doing.
So actually, you know, I've worked in disruptive technologies all my career, but when I was a summer camp counselor as an 18-year-old in Banff, Alberta, I first met the cystic fibrosis kids, and the kids would come to camp to try and gain weight. Okay. And back then, the standard care, to Rusty's point, this is what they would take every single day as their drug to help digest their food. And these are pretty big pills. They're size 00. And fast forward to where we are now, this is what we want to get patients down to.
That's
so
a huge
difference in the like for like. So my own interest in the field is really trying to make a difference in these patients. Vertex Pharma is doing amazing things on helping lung health, but there's not a lot of work being done on digestion, which is the other part of these patients' disorder. And I'm really excited that we can actually help make a difference for these patients.
AzurRx.com, AzurRx.com. Their stock symbol, AzurRx. Tase Spore's with us today. I have to ask you about... you put out a press release yesterday, and for those of us that are not in the medical community, being able to do a poster presentation at a professional event or an industry event for you is kind of a big deal. So talk about that, because you basically are going to be front and center to a lot of great minds in your space. Can you talk about the press release from yesterday?
Yeah, so we're actually excited that the various medical meetings are taking an interest in what we're doing. We do things that we think are exciting. It's just as important that the doctors think it's exciting. And so it's always nice when the doctors say, hey, we would like to learn more. Please present your data to us. We expect more presentations coming up as well outside of that meeting. That meeting's next week in Florida at the American Hepatopancreabiliary Association conference. Ooh. And we're also looking at other conferences later in this half to get further data out.
And what's the outcome, Tase, when you go to those things? Is it just more exposure, more eyeballs on you, or does this help with the FDA process and such?
What actually helps with a really important part called peer review. And peer review is when doctors assess data from their peers. And so we can generate the data. We can tell you why we think it's good. It's equally important for a critical peer or physician to say if they think it's good too. And part of that whole process is get the data out there, put some sunlight on it, and make sure people can understand it.
That'd be fun though, down at the bar one night. Yeah, your report is bull. Yeah. All right, big fight breaks out.
Well, I bet it does get emotional out there, because when you've got 7 guys in a row that say something's wonderful, then you've got a naysayer. I mean, how do you guys deal with that? Do your scientists go up against their scientists with data and go through and try to prove that? Because you can't expect everyone to be a thumbs up, and sometimes they're not.
So it's a great point, and actually Rusty's not too far off the truth sometimes in some of these meetings. When I was a student, I actually went to a presentation where at the end of this wonderful presentation, another doc stand up and said, you're looking at the totally wrong season. Oh. And so, and that's why you have this peer review, because you want people to say, here's why I disagree, and you kind of figure out what are the points of, there's beliefs, and then there's data.
So there's actually a back and forth that goes on in these things where you can move the needle on somebody?
There's an open dialogue. And so there's a question and answer session. And people say, here's my question or here's my opinion. And then the person that's closest to the data says, well, here's what
Executive
the data says.
Imposter. I got the next gig.
Yeah,
come
this
on.
Is fantastic. Hey, Tase, thank you so much. Tase Spore, president and CEO of AzurRx Biopharma. AzurRx is their stock symbol. When he comes on with us next week, I want to talk about a big article that came out about our inability to deal with rare bacteria. In other words, the antibiotic resistance. Scary stuff if you go to the hospital. Thanks, Tom. All right, Chris Janik is our director. Curtis Madden is our assistant director. Thanks again to Jimmy Langley from Resident Brewing, and of course, Rob Davidson from Pure Biopharma. Taste Sport from Pure Biopharma. RussIsFunny.com because
RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
There you go. I'm Sully. See you tomorrow.